Now, as mass protests continue in Belarus over the disputed re-election of Alexander Lukashenko, the country's beleaguered president now has a new target, NATO. Lukashenko claiming the alliance is deploying its troops near the borders of Belarus. NATO has called the claim baseless, but the longtime leader of Belarus has nevertheless ordered the army to defend the country's borders. James Vecina tells us more.
2 weeks of mass protesting, with hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets and many injured and detained. After claiming 80% of the votes, President Lukashenko's calling on the army to take the toughest measures to protect the country's territorial integrity. He's accusing Western states of backing the demonstrators and the opposition. Opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is currently in exile in Lithuania, and the country's defense minister has denied claims that NATO forces are moving towards Belarus. While she doesn't plan on running for president again, she's calling on protesters to up the ante and extend strikes across the country.
I understand that I'm in safety here, but all the people who voted for me, who stayed in Belarus and who are going on demonstrations now and who are striking now, they need me as a symbol.